in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation.
Come on, clap your hands, oh ye people. Come on, shout unto God. Shout unto God. With the voice of triumph. With the voice of triumph. Come on, shout glory. Come on, shout glory. Majestic presence in our midst. Thank you for the miracles, the wonders, the signs you are already performing in our midst. Thank you for the diverse impartations of your spirit. Thank you, Father, for the chains that are broken already, the ones you are breaking right now. Thank you for the burdens that are being lifted. Thank you for the anointing of your spirit in manifestation. Thank you for that yoke destroying, burden removing power of God in our midst right now. Let nobody live here without a tangible miracle, without a wonderful, awesome, and amazing testimony. Indeed, you will give them tokens and signs and evidence to show for their encounter with you today. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Welcome to Miracle Service. Clap your hands, oh you people. Come on, shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah. Miracles are happening already. Sit down. You might be seated. Kitobo ragadia. While the worship, while the praise was on, the Lord was informing me of some of the things He's already doing in our midst. I saw a lot of healings taking place already. A lot of healing miracles. Specifically, I saw menstrual disorders being healed. If you came here with any form of menstrual disorder, I'm talking about the women, the ladies in our midst, the Lord is healing you already. Painful menstruation, heavy menstruation, dysmenorrhea, menorrhagia, or even absent irregular menstruation. The power of God is correcting that right now. The power of God is correcting, I hear in my spirit, hormonal imbalance. Hormonal imbalance is being healed right now. Hormonal imbalance responsible for irregular menses is being healed right now. Menstrual conditions are being healed. I'm seeing also somebody with a swelling in your private part. You are being healed right now. That swelling is dematerializing. That swelling is cursed in the name of Jesus. After this service, go and check yourself. Suddenly, it is gone. Mandevoko sabalagadia, lefretelegadia, manda kabaya. A lot of financial miracles, a lot of financial miracles, a lot of financial miracles. Mondi kala sovregadia. Somebody, you came here with a heavy financial burden. I see the Lord lift it up. The Lord has lifted it out. Out, out, out. That burden is lifted now. I said that burden is lifted now. Somebody, you came here worried. Where will the money come for the rent? Where will the money come for the rent? The Lord said, I will pay the rent for you. The Lord said, your bills are on me. Any kind and every kind of bill. The Lord said, the bills are on me. Is opening financial doors for you. Is causing financial miracles to happen. Financial signs and wonders. Somebody, before this service is over, will take this testimony. Miracle alert. Monies will enter your phone. I saw it clearly. I saw money entering your phone. In this service. Not after this service. In this service. Please make sure you meet any of the pastor who take that testimony. Kito barakata se brekedia. I prophesy mighty financial breakthroughs, mighty financial open doors in the name of Jesus. Somebody's mother is being healed of sugar diabetes. I curse that diabetes. I command the blood to be cleansed by the power of God. Blood diseases are getting healed right now. In the name of Jesus. That genotype is changed by the power of God. From SS to AA. From AS to AA. In the name of Jesus. Somebody here, your marital destiny is being threatened by that genotype problem. That SS and that AS. I decree and declare that plague ends now. The genotype changes now. In the name of Jesus. So many body pain are already healed. Any pain you came here with, in the name of Jesus, I curse that pain. Be healed right now. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Come on, go ahead and give God the praise. I'm telling you, this is an avalanche of miracle service. And the miracles are taking place already. Kitobo ragadaya. In a few minutes, I'm going to exhort you on what I titled Atmospheres That Provoke the Miraculous. Atmospheres that provoke the miraculous. Atmospheres that provoke the miraculous. Listen, miracles don't just happen, they are made to happen. They are exact spiritual laws and principles that must be obeyed for them to happen. Am I communicating? There is a particular dimension of God's presence that provokes miracles to happen. That provokes miraculous manifestation. You can bring down the volume, okay? There are particular atmospheres. Am I communicating? Listen. The manifestation of the miraculous is atmosphere dependent. There are exact atmospheres that provoke mighty miraculous manifestation, demonstrations of God's spirit and power. I've taught before, I'm saying it again. There are three dimensions of God's presence. There are three dimensions of God's presence. Number one is what we call the omnipresence dimension. Omnipresence. Number two is what we call the indwelling presence. Indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. This one is the exclusive reserve of New Testament believers. In the Old Testament, they had only the spirit upon, but they didn't have the spirit within. In the New Testament, we have the Holy Spirit. He has come to live in us. We are his temple. So his presence in us is the indwelling dimension of God's presence. Then the third one is what we call the manifest presence of God. As the name implies, this one has to do with the manifestation of God's presence. Now listen, the first dimension, the omnipresence, simply means God present everywhere at the same time. And only God has this attribute. Satan is not omnipresent. Demons are not omnipresent. Human beings are not omnipresent. Only God, you know, there are some qualities that are exclusive to only God. You see, you talk about his omnipresence. God is omnipresent. God is omniscient. God is omnipotent. Am I communicating? He is present everywhere at the same time. He knows all things, everything, and is all powerful. Now listen, the omnipresence dimension God everywhere at the same time, but it does not mean he will manifest his presence there. For instance, listen, the omnipresence dimension of God's presence is in hellfire right now, but it cannot save anybody. David said, where can I go? Where can I hide from God's presence? In Psalm 139. He said, if I go to heaven, you are there. If I descend to hell, you are there. In other words, he's talking of this omnipresence dimension. That even if he goes down to hell, he will meet that presence there. The omnipresence dimension is in that nightclub where they are doing all manner of rubbish, but it cannot save, it cannot convict the sinner unto repentance and salvation there. Is God there? Yes. But will he manifest his presence there? No. That's the omnipresence dimension. The omnipresence dimension is in that prostitution house, is in that brothel where people are fornicating, doing all manner of sexual immorality, but it cannot save them. It cannot heal anybody there. As I'm talking right now, that omnipresence dimension is in the hospitals, is in native doctor houses, is in native doctor shrine, is in that witchcraft coven, but it cannot save them. It cannot deliver them there. Are you getting me? That's the first dimension. The omnipresence dimension. Then the second dimension is the indwelling dimension. Just like I said, this is the exclusive reserve of New Testament believers. The Bible says our body are the temple. Our bodies. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you. In the New Testament, we are mobile carriers of God's presence. God lives in us in the person of the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. I say glory to God. In the Old Testament, they didn't have this privilege. The Spirit of God came upon them from time to time, empowering them to carry out certain function. They had what we call the Spirit upon. It was upon those three special offices in the Old Testament. The office of a priest, the office of a prophet, and the office of a king. Am I communicating? And from time to time, you see the Spirit of God come upon people. They prophesied, they saw visions, they did miracles, but they did not have the indwelling dimension of God's presence. Elijah didn't have it, David didn't have it, Abraham didn't have it, Isaac, Jacob, the patriarchs, they didn't have this dimension. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What a privilege. I say, what a privilege. What a honor. We don't just have the dimension of the Spirit upon, we have both the Spirit upon and the Spirit within. And the Spirit within can come upon us from time to time for a reason and for a season. Am I communicating? To accomplish the will of God, the plans and purposes of God. The third dimension of God's presence is what we call the manifest presence. The manifest presence simply means
God is in a place and he decided to manifest his presence to show that he's there. This is the miraculous dimension of God's presence. This is the miracle working dimension. This is the dimension in which miracles happen. Supernatural occurrences take place. Am I communicating? Give me Psalm 1:4 from verse 1. Now listen, the manifest presence is the miracle working dimension of God's presence. Is a dimension that provokes miraculous manifestation and supernatural happenings. Are you getting me? This is the one that brings healing, that brings conviction. When on the day of Pentecost, when Peter preached to that crowd, the Bible said, when those that heard the message, they were pricked in their heart. That's the convicting power of God. It's the manifest presence of God and power that brought about that conviction. And then they say, men and brethren, what shall we do? He said, repent and be converted. It brought about conviction and then repentance that led to their salvation. Am I communicating? When altar calls are made, when people are preached to, am I communicating? It's the Holy Spirit, where the manifest presence and the power of the Spirit release as a result that brings about conviction, leading to massive harvest of souls into the kingdom. This is the dimension that brings about healings. This is the dimension. For instance, some of you, the sickness and pain you came here with has already left you. Now, if you had not come to such this kind of atmosphere of God's manifest presence, the thing will have remained. Am I communicating? Sometimes you don't just stay at home for your miracle to happen. You have to come to atmospheres in which the manifest presence is there. Are you listening? God is everywhere, but he does not manifest his presence everywhere. Give me Leviticus. Okay, I'll come to that later. God is everywhere, but he does not manifest his presence everywhere. For him to manifest his presence in a place, or at any given place or time, there are certain principles and protocols that must be obeyed. Are you listening? Things don't just happen. Miracles don't just occur. Miracles are not magic. Even magic don't occur automatically. There are laws that make those magical things to happen, right? Glory to God. Psalm 114, it says, when Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language. Next verse. It says, Judah was a sanctuary. What's the meaning of Judah? Praise. And Israel is dominion. You see, dominion through praise. Dominion will provoke the manifest presence that will now lead. Praise will provoke God's manifest presence that will now cause you to walk in dominion. Am I communicating? Next verse. He said, the sea saw it. Let me ask you, what did the sea saw? The sea saw it. And what? And fled. The psalmist treated the sea as a personality. Oh my God. Do you know your problem has ears? It can hear. Everything has intelligence in the realm of the spirit. Your bank account can hear. Jesus spoke to a fig tree and the fig tree heard him and obeyed him. Jesus spoke to the winds and the wave and they heard him and obeyed him. And there was a great calm. Everything hears in the realm of the spirit. Are you listening? It's in this realm that they teach you in biology, living and non-living things. Animate and inanimate. In the realm of the spirit, everything hears. Everything has intelligence. Demons have intelligence. Glory to God. The sea saw the manifest presence of God and fled. Just like your problem and sickness and pain are fleeing. He said Jordan was driven back. Am I communicating? Next verse. The mountains keep like rams. The little is like lambs. Listen, can you remember the testimony of a lady that God healed and delivered in AGMI from demonic oppression and sickness. I still remember her testimony. She said, almost every time she is coming to AGMI, the demons will tell her not to come. The demon, you know why? Listen, listen. Like I'm trying to explain, God is everywhere, but his manifest presence that brings about healing and deliverance is not everywhere. Almost every time they will invite her, but when it's time to come, the demon will tell her not to go. Because he knows that that demon has intelligence, that if she comes here, the manifest presence here is going to deliver her from his captivity and bondage. She said there was even a time she came close, she's about to enter the door, and then the demon said she should go back home, and she went back home. Then there are times that she will come and enter and sit down. Then during prayer, when fire starts burning, when we are praying, the demon will tell her, get up, carry your things, and get out. Go home. And she had done that like once or twice, until one day, I think it was one of the ushers, I don't know who was that usher, he saw her, she was about to go home as usual. The demon advised her, when we were praying, the presence and power of God became so strong, she was about to leave again. Then the usher told her she should stay. And then that was it. She was gloriously delivered that day because she stayed. Listen, oh, listen. The manifest presence of God is a miracle working dimension. We've heard so many testimonies of people that came to AGMI service. Just their presence in this atmosphere, they got healed. You remember, it has happened to many of you here. Just your presence in this atmosphere. What is it? When you were at home, you were not healed. When you were coming on the road, you were not. The moment you stepped in here, you realized that headache is gone. That pain is gone. That tumor has disappeared. That eye condition is healed. Are you listening? You heard the testimony. Was it patients in them that was giving, testifying two Sundays ago about a eye condition that she was healed of? Just being in this kind of atmosphere of God's manifest presence is a miracle walking dimension. He said the mountains of problems, mountains of sickness, poverty, lack, mountains, all manner of mountains, he said they skip like rams in God's manifest presence. Problems cannot survive. The little heels like lamb. Next verse. What hail thee, O thou sea that thou fledest, thou Jordan that thou was driven back? Next verse. He said, ye mountains that ye skip like rams, ye little is like lambs. Next verse. What were they running at? Why were they skipping? He said, tremble thou at the presence of the Lord. Which dimension of God's presence? Help me. The manifest. This is not the omnipresence dimension. This is not what? Listen, oh. But the omnipresence and the indwelling presence can become manifested when the right spiritual laws and principles are obeyed. Now listen, have you not heard of Christians born again, Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, that died in accident, that died of sickness? What happened? They had the indwelling dimension of God's presence, but it was not manifested. Is the manifest presence that brings about deliverance from accident, that brings about healing from sickness and disease. So both the omnipresence and the indwelling presence needs to be manifested for salvation, miracle, healings, for all of that to happen. Are you listening? He said, tremble thou at the presence of the God of Jacob. Verse 8, which turned the rock into a standing water. This is a miracle. Is this not a miracle? He turned rock into standing water. Can you shout amen? It's the dimension that provoke miracle and the flint into a fountain of waters.
Can you shout glory to God?
Isaiah 64 from verse 1. He said, oh, that thou wouldest rent the heavens. Oh, that thou wouldest come down. Can you see this? He's talking about God. He, you know, he said that thou wouldest tear open the heavens. That God, you will come down. That the mountains might flow down at thy presence. Which dimension of God's presence is he talking about here, Prophet Isaiah? It's a manifest presence. Is a manifest presence that the mountain is the one that causes mountains to melt and to flow. Is a mountain moving, mountain melting dimension of God's presence. Next verse. No mountain of difficulty can withstand it. He said, as when the melting fire burned, the fire caused the waters to boil, to make thy name known to the adversaries, that the nations may tremble at thy presence. Can you shout amen?
Amen.
Next verse. He said, when thou didst terrible things, which we look not for. This is talking about glory realm manifestations. Staggering miracles, signs and wonders that flow out of his manifest presence. He says, the mountains flow down at thy presence. Next verse. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived with the ear, nor eyes seen, O God, beside thee, what he has prepared for them that wait for him. This is the dimension that brings about supernatural happenings. Things that eyes have not seen, they start. Things that ears have not heard, things that have not even entered the mind or imagination or hearts of men, they start happening when this dimension of God's manifest presence is at work. It is the Almighty at work. In Acts chapter 13 verse 2, the Bible said, in that ministers' conference at Antioch, attended by Saul, who later became Paul, and then all that long list, and then Silas, praise God. The Bible said, as they ministered to the Lord in worship and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, you see, this is the manifested presence of God. God spoke. So it could be in form of you hearing the voice of God. It is it during worship meetings like that. I don't know about you, but God speaks to me a lot during worship. Is it worship will fine-tune your spirit and help your spirit to connect to the frequency of the Holy Ghost so that you easily hear God. You receive instruction. You receive the leadings of the Spirit. Am I communicating? When they were worshiping God, ministering to the Lord, and fasting, just like we started our fasting today, the Holy Ghost said, separate unto me, Paul and Barnabas, for the work whereunto I have called them. Okay, it was Paul and others and then Barnabas in that meeting. He says, separate them for the work. What an important instruction. It came from where? God's manifest presence. Why didn't God speak before now? Are you getting the point? Paul and Barnabas, they came from their house. God did not, he didn't tell them this. It was when they were ministering to the Lord in that meeting. And they were fasting, worshiping God. Then God's manifest presence was manifested. Am I communicating? The presence of God was manifested in form of God's voice, God speaking to them, the speakings of God. Sometimes it may be in form of vision. God can show you vision. He can show you revelation, trance. You may have encounters. These are manifestations of his presence. Am I communicating? The manifest presence of God is a miraculous dimension. Sometimes it can even be in form of an impartation of the Spirit. The spirit of prayer. The grace for worship. Am I communicating? It may be in form of supernatural strength entering into you. The kind of strength and might that you didn't possess before. Suddenly, in that corporate atmosphere of whether it's a prayer meeting or any other service, suddenly, you see yourself functioning in it. It may be in form of opening of your understanding so that you will understand the scripture. It may be in form of revelation knowledge coming to you, light and insight as you sit in that atmosphere. These are manifestations of God's presence. Glory to God. Leviticus 9 verse 6. We are talking about atmospheres that provoke the miraculous. I said God is everywhere, but he does not manifest his presence everywhere. For him to manifest his presence, there are certain protocols and principles, spiritual laws that must be obeyed. It was during the inauguration of the priesthood in the Old Testament, the Aaronic priesthood. And watch this. Moses said, "This is the thing which the Lord commanded that ye should do, and the glory of the Lord shall appear unto you." The appearance of God's glory, the manifestation of God's glory, is talking of the manifest presence of God. He said, "This is the thing that the Lord commanded," not advised. So it's not optional. He commanded that you should do. When you obey what he told you to do, then he says his presence, his glory will be manifested. Is it clear? So there are principles, there are laws to obey, there are protocols to follow. And that's what we'll look at briefly. What are these atmospheres? Now see these atmospheres that provoke the miraculous. They can be likened to the protocols and the spiritual principles or laws that provoke the presence of God into manifestation any day, anytime. Number one, the first atmosphere that provoke the miraculous is an atmosphere of spiritual hunger and thirst. An atmosphere of spiritual hunger. Psalm 107 verse 9. The number one atmosphere needed to provoke God's presence to be manifested is spiritual hunger. God specializes in filling hungry hearts. Any meeting, any congregation that people are hungry for God, they will see the presence of God manifested there more compared to another congregation or church or people that are not hungry for God. I've been to meeting, I've ministered to different congregations, so I can sense the level of hunger in people's hearts. And I can tell you that God manifests his presence more when people are more hungry for him. Not hungry for food, physical food. There is what we call spiritual hunger. Ayagabarakata. Sometimes spiritual hunger can gain the ascendancy over you that it can even trump physical hunger. It can even what? It will trump physical hunger. That you forget food. You forget physical food. Why? Because there is another hunger that must be satisfied. Am I communicating? Your heart is longing for God. Look at Psalm 107 verse 9. For he satisfied. Who is he? God. He satisfied the longing soul and filled the hungry soul with goodness. Nobody throughout the Bible ever encountered God casually. It takes a serious approach. Your heart must be a panting for him. You must become highly desirous. What is spiritual hunger? Spiritual hunger, right, means an intensely strong desire. and desperate. Okay, let me put it this way. Spiritual hunger means a desperate desire, comma, an intensely strong and passionate craving and longing for God and the things of God. A desperate desire for God and the things of God, for His word, for His house, for His kingdom. A desperate desire for God and the things of God. An intensely strong craving and passionate longing for God and the things of God. In Psalm 42 verse 1, David the psalmist says, "O Lord my God, early will I seek thee. My flesh," okay, Psalm 63 from verse 1. "O Lord my God, early will I seek thee. My flesh longeth for thee. My soul thirsts for you in a dry and thirsty land where no water is." That's to tell you that it's not physical water that is thirsty for. It's thirsty for God. How hungry are you? This is the number one atmosphere. Keleboraka pataya. You know, most of the times people think that is the level of anointing of the man of God alone. Mm-mm. Your level of hunger determines how much you draw from that anointing upon the man of God. No matter who ministers, if you are not hungry, you will not receive anything. Even if all the men of God minister to you, all the most anointed men of God put together minister to you, you will still not receive anything if you are not hungry and desperate to receive. There has to be a desperation of your heart to receive. Your heart must reach out to Him. He satisfies the hungry soul. Psalm 42:1, David said, "As a deer pant after the water brooks, so panted after thee, O God, my soul panted for thee." This is spiritual hunger. Psalm 84, give me verse 2. Psalm 84, verse 2. Psalm 84, verse 2. O Lord, Abaya. "My soul longeth, yea, even fainted for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cried out for the living God." In Matthew 5, verse 6, Jesus said, "Blessed are they that hunger and thirst, for they shall be filled." In Isaiah 41, verse 10, Isaiah, give me Isaiah 41 verse 17. Jump to 17 for me. Isaiah 41 verse 17. He said, "When the poor and needy seek water and there is none, and their tongue faileth for taste, I, the Lord, will hear them." God will always respond to spiritual hunger and thirst. God will always see a heart that sincerely desires God, that longs for God, will always attract the attention of the Holy Spirit. It will fill that heart. It will manifest His presence. He said, "You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." The Holy Spirit will always respond to sincere hunger for Him and for His presence. This is the key to encounters. This is the key to divine visitation. Your hunger, your thirst for God will provoke supernatural encounters that will come from His manifest presence. It says, "I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Jacob, will not forsake them." 18. It says, "I will open rivers." 18, please. "I will open rivers in high places, and then fountains in the midst of the valley. I will make the wilderness a pool of water, dry land springs of water." He said, in response to their spiritual hunger, "I will open rivers of the Spirit, rivers of the anointing." Glory to God. When I go for any meeting, I go hungry to receive, not just to mark attendance. Hunger. Hungry to receive. Bishop Oyedepo said, 1986, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Kenneth Hagin camp meeting. He said he left with so much spiritual hunger and desperation. He had been reading Kenneth Hagin's books and feeding on his material, and then the Spirit of God led him to attend. He said he went with only one point agenda. He said, "Lord, whatever makes Hagin Hagin, I want it." He said he went to carry Hagin. I like the way he put it. He was so hungry that he didn't even take note of the name of the hotel he lodged. Kai. Look at the level of spiritual hunger. And this is a man of God that has magnetic memory. He doesn't forget things. He said he was so hungry, he didn't care to know the name of the hotel, because he had one point agenda. You see, when you are hungry spiritually, you are focused. The reason why many of you are easily distracted, your hunger is not strong enough. You are not hungry enough. Let me ask you a question. In the natural, when you are seriously hungry in the natural, what is the only thing that matters to you at that point? Food. Any other thing is a distraction, right? Your mind is focused on only food. They say, "Hey, they are showing football. Hey, they are showing your favorite TV program. Hey, this person is looking for you." All of that mean nothing. The only thing your mind is focused on is the food that will satisfy the hunger. It's the same thing with spiritual hunger. When you are hungry, the purpose for the hunger, God and the things of God, becomes your only focus. He said he went for that meeting. He was seated at the gallery. You see, in a meeting, it doesn't matter where you sit. What is more important is what sits on your head. And your hunger determines what sits on you. It's the truth. You know, proximity is not the same as connectivity. You can be seated in front and receive nothing in a meeting if you are not hungry to receive. The Holy Ghost can jump everybody in front and reach out to the last person behind that is hungry for him. Even the person in the overflow, here, you remember the testimony of that woman in one of our miracle service that was healed right in her house. Her house is sharing fence, I think, around here, right? She was so sick that she was in the house. And I was praying for the sick. And they thank God for loudspeakers. She was hearing my voice inside her house. She was not in this hall. Do you know the power of God hit her there? She said she fell down. When she got up, she was totally healed. The pain, the fever, everything, weakness left. And I didn't know until after 2 weeks, she came to my office and first testified. And then she later came here and testified. Now, how come the Holy Ghost jumped even outside the hall? Somebody say hunger. See, your hunger will pull God to you. Your hunger will create and pave the road for your supernatural encounter with God. Are you a worker? Are you a member? Are you a leader? Are you a pastor? Your title does not matter. It's your level of hunger that counts. If you must have an encounter with God in this service and any other meeting, become hungry to receive. You know, sometimes as a worker, you can become so occupied with your work that you forgot to receive. Why? Because hunger is not there. You are busy holding and catching people. Meanwhile, you have your issues. And the people receive their own. The people you are catching and holding, they receive their own miracle. They receive a touch from God. But you left with your you left. You went back home with your problem. Why? You were not hungry enough to receive. So what is the wisdom? Why doing your work, don't forget to receive? Are you getting me? Workers, are you listening? Technicals, are you there? Media, are you listening? Don't be jumping up and down, and you forgot to receive. Matter ministry. Don't become too occupied with matter ministry. No matter ministry. Busy serving. Become like Mary, be smart. Am I communicating? Mary was with Jesus, enjoying encounters in his presence. Martha was busy serving. Is it bad to serve? No. But serve with wisdom. Am I communicating? ushers, don't worry about those that are coming late. Just let them look for anywhere and sit down. You focus on why you came. Glory to God.
Kenneth Hagin, that camp meeting, let me finish that story. Bishop Oyedepo said he was at the gallery with some of his pastors.
He said he was not, you know, this phonetics, the way white people talk. He said he was not even hearing some of the things he was saying. But his heart was fixed. He came to receive something. And then suddenly, as the meeting was going on, he saw in a vision, Kenneth Hagin's face just changed like into that of a baby. And then, please, take care of that. Praise God.
He said Kenneth Hagin's face changed to like that of a baby. And then suddenly, he saw oil dripping down Kenneth Hagin's cheek. When he saw that vision, bah, the power of God came upon him wherever he was, and he heard God's voice. He said he was sobbing like a baby, and he heard God's voice. God said, "My son, the baton has been passed to you." Which baton? Word of it. You want to know what that baton is doing? Go to Canaan land and look at the exploits. Look at what that baton is doing. Am I communicating? Encounter provoked by desperate hunger. Praise God. I got one CD at a time. I was so hungry for God. Around in front of Living Faith Bookshop, the one at British, the headquarters, as in the central one in Jos, I got one video that has a compendium of healing crusade by a mighty man of God. And as I was watching, my heart was panting. I say, what is this? I saw crazy miracles, the manifest presence of God, so much power in demonstration. My hunger level was going up. Then it got to a point, boom, I had an encounter. The power of God came upon me. It's as if they poured one drum of hot oil on me. And then at the same time, as if they connected me to electricity. The power of God came on me. I was on the ground. And the presence of God just flooded my room. For I don't know whether it's for 1 hour. I don't know for how long. The power of God. I was just feeling it like hot liquid. Like electricity on me. What provoked this manifestation of God's presence? Hunger. You can learn to cultivate spiritual hunger. Glory to God. I'm a very hungry person for God. Most of the encounters I've had was provoked by hunger. Atmosphere of hunger. John 7:37. Jesus, on that last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, "If any man thirst, let him come to me." You see, spiritual word? Thirst. Isaiah 44:3. It says, "I will pour water upon him that is thirsty. I will pour flood upon dry ground. I will pour my spirit." You see, the outpouring of the spirit is upon the thirsty, is upon the hungry. He says, "If any man thirst, let him come to me and drink." There is a standing invitation to the thirsty and the hungry to drink of the water of the Spirit. Isaiah 55:1 is, "Oh, come to the waters. Come to the waters." The waters of the Spirit, the waters of the Word. "And he that had no money, oh, everyone that tasted." Everyone that tasted. Can you see? Spiritual hunger is spiritual currency for spiritual transaction. "Everyone that tasted, come ye to the waters. He that had no money, come ye, buy it without money, without price." You are not using physical money because you are using spiritual hunger to buy, because it is spiritual currency. Praise God. The next atmosphere that provoked the miraculous is an atmosphere of prayer. Somebody say prayer.
Second Chronicles 7:1,
the an atmosphere of prayers.
See, it starts with spiritual hunger. Spiritual hunger will move you to prayer. Watch the progression. Have you been spiritually hungry before?
Yes.
Now, when spiritual hunger becomes very strong, what happens next? You start praying. Spiritual hunger will push you to the place of prayer. You start seeking God. You start spending time with God. Now, when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven. You see, God manifested his presence in form of that fire. The fire of his glory fell in response to prayer. Glory to God. And consumed the burnt offering and sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord, the manifested presence, filled the house. In Luke chapter 9 verse 29, on that mountain of transfiguration, Jesus took Peter, James and John. The Bible says, as he prayed, he was normal like any other person before he prayed. But as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered. His raiment became white and glistering. Give me this in Amplified. Listen, Jesus had the indwelling presence. He had the glory of God in his spirit locked up, but it did not manifest until he started praying. The glory of God started radiating from within him. Jesus became like a luminous object. Am I communicating? He started beaming forth, shining with God's glory. What brought about the manifestation of this glory? Somebody say prayer. And as he was praying, the appearance of his countenance became altered or different. You see, even his look. Moses spent time in communion, prayer and fasting with God when he went to collect the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai. For 40 days, he was with God. When he came back, the skin of Moses' face started shining. He so intercoursed with God's glory that the substance of God's glory was imparted on his skin. What an encounter. And his literal face, the skin of Moses' face, became a luminous object. Started shining with the glory of God. Paleko vrakatai. His raiment became dazzling white with God's glory. God's glory light started flashing with the brilliance of lightning. Then verse 30. What happened next? Verse 30. And behold, two men were conversing with him. You see, Moses and Elijah. The spirit of just men made perfect. He had encounters with the spirit of just men made perfect. Elijah and Moses, and they were speaking about his assignment. Glory to God. I say glory to God. And then you will see next, Peter said, Lord, it is good that, he said, this is the best place to be. He said, anywhere the manifest presence is the best place to be. And then he didn't want to go. He said, let's make three tabernacles. Let's cocoon sleep here. Let's remain here. Are you seeing this? Let's make three tabernacles. One for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. The Bible says he didn't know what he was saying. In other words, it was not reasoning. He was caught up in glory. And in the glory realm, you know things supernaturally. When we meet in heaven, you don't need to be told this is your great-great-grandmother. You will know supernaturally. This thing we call word of knowledge, word of wisdom, is natural in that realm. You know things supernatural. You can hold a flower and start getting all the details about the flower, down to the molecular structure, down to the nucleus, everything about the flower, supernaturally. That was how Peter knew. Supernaturally, it was not his reasoning. The Bible says he didn't know what he was saying. It's not from his rational mind. Am I communicating? Prayer. There was a time I was praying in my room some years back as an house officer in Jute. I think it should be 2012. And as I was praying, I started feeling like wild wind around me. Wild wind of God's presence. Initially, I thought that the window was open and breeze was blowing. I opened my eyes and The window was locked. The door was locked. I was alone in the room. I continued praying again. I started feeling that wild wind. And then it occurred to me, it's a manifestation of God's presence. Am I communicating? Sometimes you feel it like fire. Sometimes, like as if they pour ice water on you. Sometimes like wind. Am I communicating? Sometimes like electricity. Shaka palakatea. Echo taba. There was a time as a copper doctor in Zuru, I went to pray one day. I just wanted to pray. I just felt hunger. I just wanted to spend that Saturday in prayer. And as I was praying, suddenly the power of God came. Initially, my legs were shaking. It's as if they connected my body. I was just shaking like this. Before you know, the power knocked me down. I was under the anointing. Atmosphere of prayer. Are you getting blessed? Jeremiah 29:11. Okay, jump to 13. Jeremiah 29:13. He says, you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. You will seek me in prayer. You see, spiritual hunger will push you to seek God. And then you will now find him. You will encounter God. When you search for me, how? With all your heart. With all your heart. You know, listen. God wants your heart. He said, my son, give me your heart. Let your eyes observe my way. Give God your attention. Give God your time. Give God your life. Invest it in serving God and serving the purposes of God. Am I communicating? Give me this in message translation. He said, you will seek me and find me when you search for me, not with 90% of your heart, not with 50%. You know, sometimes somebody can be here, but in their mind, they are not here. Somebody can be here, but in their mind, they are watching Premier League. Somebody can be here, but in their mind, they are eating jollof rice. They are thinking of food. Somebody can be here, but in their mind, they are at home. Gisting with your friend. Tell your neighbor, arrest your mind. Focus on God and the things of God, his word. Sometimes you have to talk to yourself in a meeting. When you realize your mind is like this, like Terminus Market, wandering, all those wandering thoughts, call yourself to order. Talk to yourself. Arrest your mind. Force your mind to focus on God. Focus on the word. Focus on why you are here. Am I communicating? Don't allow those wandering thoughts to remove you from here. Praise God. I say praise God. I say praise God. Sometimes this distraction can come in form of your phone. See, if you come to God's presence like this, put your phone on silent or off it. And keep it somewhere in your pocket or somewhere safe. And forget about it till after the meeting. No matter the emergency, can you solve the emergency? Talk to me. Can you solve it? Is it not God that will solve it? Even if an emergency happens, is it not God that will meet the emergency? So why don't you give him your attention? Glory to God. I say glory to God. He said, when you come looking for me, message translation, Jeremiah 29:13, when you come looking for me, you will find me. Yes, when you get serious. Tell your neighbor, get serious. Get serious. When you get serious, it takes a serious approach to encounter God, not a casual one. When you get serious about finding me, I want it more than anything else. Child, this is the law of encounter. When you want it more than anything else, when you want God more than anything else, when you want his presence more than anything else, the problem with us is that there are many things we want more than God by our actions, by our decisions and choices. Some people, it's movies they want more than him. So they give more of their time, energy, and talent and treasures to what they love the most. It's so easy to know what you love the most. Ask yourself, what consumes your time the most? What consumes your attention the most? What consumes your money, your resources the most? What do you give most of your energy, your effort to? When you answer all these questions, that thing or that person is the person you love the most. For some is their boyfriend, some is their girlfriend, some people is money. In fact, most people is money. But for some of us, it is God. Did you hear what I said? When you want it more than anything else, when you want it more than anything else. Next, we are looking at atmosphere that provoke the miraculous. The atmosphere of faith. Faith. The expectation of faith. The Bible says, without faith it is impossible to please God. Hebrews 11 verse 6. But without faith it is impossible to please God. For him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. God will not manifest his presence until you please him by faith. Until God is pleased, he will not manifest his presence. And how do you please God? Help me. How do you please God? By faith. Your unbelief, your doubt, your fear, your worry does not impress God. It is faith that does. Am I communicating? God is a faith God. Enoch walked with God and he was caught up and transferred to heaven. He experienced private rapture by faith. He saw fellowship with God and intercourse with God and enjoyed God's manifest presence until he was carried. And how? Why did it happen? The Bible told us it was by faith. He said by faith Enoch verse 5, Hebrews 11 5, by faith Enoch was what? Translated, that he should not see death. He cheated death by faith and was not found because God had translated him. But before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. Then next verse, how did he please God? But without faith it's impossible to please him. Am I communicating? Faith is so important. You want to see the miraculous, miracle working presence of God in your life? By faith. By faith. Most of the great miracles that happen in the life or ministry of Archbishop Bensi Idahosa, it was faith, the gift of faith in manifestation. Am I communicating? Archbishop Idahosa of blessed memory, he moved majorly by faith. He moved majorly by faith. Not feelings, not anything. By faith. The gift of faith, he functioned so much in that spiritual gift. Healings, miracles, mighty things that happen. Am I communicating? Raise 20, is it 20? A total of how many? Is it 20? Help me now. 26 or 28 dead people back to life in his lifetime. Somebody say faith. Malako sabalakida. John 11:40. Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? This was after Lazarus had died. Okay? And then they told the master, if you were here, my brother would not have died. One of the sisters of Lazarus told the master. Because it appeared that Jesus came, how many days late? 4 days. But the master is always on time. As long as your faith is intact. Listen, there are no deadlines in the realm of faith. No deadlines. Even time can be reversed by faith. Every situation is reversible by faith. Even death is reversible by faith. Am I communicating? So there is no such thing as late. Too late. Not in the realm of faith. Nothing is too late with God when you function by faith. Faith will turn the hand of the clock. Faith will compress or expand time depending on which one you need. Am I communicating? You can walk in dominion over time by your faith. Remember, it was through the law of faith that time, space, and matter were created. Space, distance, and matter. Time, space, or distance, and then matter. They are all creation of faith. Therefore, they are what? Subject to faith. Can dominate them by faith. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto you that if thou wouldest believe, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. He's talking of the believing of faith. And then you will now release that your faith in your heart by your words. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. And then you now take other corresponding actions to prove that you faith. See, faith is doing the word of God. Doing the word of God to prove that you believe him, in order to commit him to perform his word. Faith is doing God's word, acting on the word. You are not in faith until you are doing God's word, until you are acting on the word. Am I communicating? Faith is a leap on God's word. He says, if you will believe, you will see the glory of God. The manifestation of God's presence is provoked by faith. And we saw how that manifest presence brought dead Lazarus back to life. What activated the manifestation of God's presence? Somebody say faith. Listen, there is no situation that is too bad for faith to fix. There is no problem that is too big for faith to handle. Your faith will bring God's manifest presence into the scene for your miracle to take place. Glory to God. I say glory to God. When you function in faith, you will see the glory of God. The woman with the issue of blood came with faith in her heart. She has heard of how God was using Jesus, how God anointed Jesus, who went about doing good, healing all. And then she said within herself, if I may but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be whole. And she came, as weak and feeble as she was, she pressed and she touched. And immediately the power of God flowed. And then she felt in her body that she was healed. The fountain of the blood stanched, and she was totally made whole later when she testified. Now, what provoked that flow of power, the healing anointing from Jesus to her? Remember, she was not the only one touching Jesus. It was a crowd trunching him. How come power did not flow to others? How come it was to her? Because she came with faith. And faith activated the anointing. She appropriated the power of God, the tangible healing anointing on Jesus by her faith. Glory to God. I say glory to God. You know, they asked the great man of God, evangelist Oral Roberts, with a mighty healing ministry in US. They asked him, what's the secret of your mighty meetings, all those great miracles happening? And to the surprise of the interviewer, he didn't even say it's my level of anointing. He said it's the expectation level in the heart of the people. Expectation. When the congregation, the people he's ministering to, when they expect more, God will do more. When they expect less, God will do less. Am I communicating? The level of expectation born out of faith in their heart. Give me Acts chapter 3 verse 5. Remember the healing of the gate man, the healing of the lame man at the gate called Beautiful. Can you remember the story? Look at this. He saw Peter and John about to enter into the temple at the hour of prayer. And Peter said, look on us. Okay, give me from verse 4. Give me verse 4. Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John. Somebody say focus. He said, look on us. A lot of time, your faith requires focus for it to function. Faith requires focus. Listen, especially in miracle services like this, your focus, your attention is very important. You can never receive from God without focus and attention. It takes a focused, concentrated approach for you to receive. So many things will want to be distracting your mind. You know, before you know, mic went off. Before you know, your mind has switched off. Small thing like this, people can get easily distracted. The other time, that baby was crying behind, and I saw how it distracted so many of you in your mind. You see, it's a battle of focus. You must learn to arrest your mind, force it to focus. You know, it's like resetting and resetting it. Every now and then, the wind will want to, all those wandering thoughts, interruption, many things. You know, one thought can come to your mind. Ah, you left your clothes outside and rain is falling. I just spoke to somebody now. I'm just trying to show you how distraction rob people. If I were you, I would tell my mind, and so what? Shut up. Is that why I'm here? Let the rain beat the clothes as long as I receive my miracle. I go dry them tomorrow morning. It's as simple as that. All those distracting thoughts. Focus. Tell your neighbor, focus on God, on His word. Peter fastened his eye upon him. He said, look on us. And verse 5. And he gave heed unto them. Attention, focus. He gave heed, expecting to receive something of them. Somebody say the power of expectation. Expectation. Let me ask you a question. Have you clearly defined what you must receive in this miracle service? The things you want God to do for you here and now, have you clearly defined them? You must come before God with definite expectation. It has to be crystal clear. How will you know God has done it if it is not clear? You see, if you are not clear about your expectation, you will not know when God does it and you will not give Him the glory. Are you seeing the problem? Expecting to receive. Our challenges and problems are as diverse as our faces. But you must be clear about what you want, expecting to receive something of them. Next verse. And then if you read down, Peter says, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Did he walk? Next verse. He did not walk immediately. Let me explain something. He said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. But the man was still on the ground. He has not yet obeyed the instruction. What did Peter say? Rise up and walk in the name of Jesus. But the guy was still on the ground. Look at what Peter did. You know, he said, faith without works is dead, right? You must act on your faith. Faith is acting on the word of God. What was the word Peter spoke? Rise up and walk. As the man acted on that word, is he doing it? No, he's still on the ground. He had faith in his heart. Remember, he was expecting to receive. So he had faith, but he had not given motion to his faith. He had not followed. You see, corresponding actions of faith have not followed. For his miracle to be manifested, there must be what? There must be what? Corresponding action to his faith. And what was the corresponding action? Rise up and walk. So Peter helped him. Look at what Peter did. He took him by the right hand. You know, sometimes we minister, we help people sometimes to give actions to their faith. You see, most of the time, when a man of God say, begin to do what you could not do before. Don't say, I cannot do it. You see, that's the problem with many people. They say, you see, you're having neck pain, you can't turn your neck. The man of God is telling you that God is healing you right now. Begin to do what you could not do before. Now you say you have faith in your heart, but act on your faith now. Move the neck now. You say no. Hey, the pain is still there. The pain. Move that thing. See, it is when you act. Action. Somebody say action. That's when you see the manifestation. Sometimes as you start moving, you still be feeling the pain small, small. No problem. Continue. Before you know, the thing don't go, it don't go, it don't go. That's how it works. But if you don't take that step of faith, the healing will not be manifested. And it's not because the power of God was not present to heal you. You didn't dive into that pool of power with your faith. It is by faith you dive into the pool of God's power for miraculous manifestation. Peter picked him up and what? Several times I've seen growth, different growth in different parts of my body. But what do I do? Start operating in fear? No. I'm a medical doctor, mind you. Do I start examining it, check the consistency, check the size? Is that what I do? Check whether it's fluctuant or not. Try doing trans-illumination with torchlight. Is that what I do? No. No. I have my medical mind. Then I have my spiritual mind. My spiritual mind is my default response, not my medical mind. That's how I've trained myself. It's why when you are in the health field, you have to be careful. Because your medical mind will always want to shout first. This growth. If it be cancer, look at it. Some part is hard. Some is soft. And it's painful. It may be something serious. May require surgery. I don't think that way. My medical mind says by his stripes ye were healed. My medical mind says himself took. He took this growth. Breast lump, growth in any part, he took it. What he took, I don't have. I will not have. I cannot have. I will never have. I tell Satan, my body is not a dumping ground. My body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost cannot share accommodation with sickness. It cannot share accommodation with pain. It cannot share accommodation. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, growth. This is not my growth. Oh. You have to return wherever you came from. I don't care to know how it came. Because how it came is how it will live. Where did it come from in the first place? Is it not in the realm of the spirit? Sickness, is it not from spirit realm, demons and all of that? I'll put my hand there in the name of Jesus. Die! I curse you. Dry, disappear. In the name of Jesus. Be gone. And after saying the prayer, the thing does not disappear immediately. It's still there. But it doesn't matter. I have spoken. It has heard me. The demons behind it have heard me. And I'm not going to doubt what I see. And every now and then, because you see, the Bible says we walk by faith, not by sight. Your physical senses will still be telling you it's still there. Anytime my physical senses is telling me it's still there, I will put my hand and do the same thing I did the first time. Growth, I have spoken to you and you have heard me. You have no right or no authority to stay here. In the name of Jesus, I curse you. Die, disappear. See, dematerialize. It doesn't matter how many times my eyes keep seeing the growth. I keep saying the same thing. I keep saying the same thing. It's called a fight of faith. I don't start doubting whether I am healed or not. By the stripes of Jesus, I'm the healed of the Lord. And guess what? After a while, I will just realize the thing has gone. The point at which it left, I don't even know. And I don't care to know. But I'll just come to... Sometimes when I'm taking my bait, I'll just realize that growth has disappeared. Though. No trace. This thing works. I say faith works. I say faith works. If you came here with any growth, that growth is dead. That growth is cursed. That growth is disappearing. And it is vanishing to wherever it came from. Even after prayer, listen, that the growth did not disappear immediately does not mean it has not happened. Your healing has not happened. You see, you have to understand this thing, because most of the times this is how Satan robbed people of their miracle. You came with breast lump and the man of God has prayed for you, laid hands, commanded healing, and then you now say, the growth is still there. after miracle service, you check, the thing is still there. Therefore, look at what your mind will now tell you. Your mind will now tell you you are not healed. And you too, you agreed. That's the mistake. Your mind lied to you and you believed it. Your mind said, oh, yeah, touch him. See him. Now, even the same size, the growth. Even small like this. Listen. I'm giving people wisdom. Listen. We walk by faith, not by sensory perception. When the healing power is administered to you, even when you are sleeping, that power is still working. The only thing that will stop it from working is when you move out of the arena of faith and start functioning in doubt and unbelief. That's the only thing that will stop it from working. And that is exactly what Satan wants you to function in. He wants you to lose your miracle, lose that healing, and stop the flow of that power. That's why he's telling you that, touch him, the growth still there. You, therefore, conclusion, you are not healed. Tell him, shut up! Now lie, I am the healed of the Lord. Hands have been laid on me. Words have been spoken over me. And the power of God has come upon me. And the power will continue to work. Whether I'm feeling the lump or not does not matter. As long as I stand my ground in faith, the healing must be manifested. Are you getting the point? The same thing with the pain. The same thing with the tumor. You stand your ground in faith. Listen. When the anointing comes upon you and healing is effected in your body, the healing can be manifested immediately or it can be manifested gradually. Now, for those that see immediate manifestation in their body of the healing that has happened in the realm of the spirit, that one is easy for them to testify, right? It's easy. That's the thing just left. Just like the woman with the issue of blood. A fountain of blood stanched immediately. That is an immediate manifestation of the miracle. But what of those that their own is gradual? Can you remember the healing of that blind man that Jesus took from his town? What's the name of that now? Bethsaida. He took him. The man was blind. Why didn't Jesus heal him there? I tell you that the manifestation of God's miraculous power is atmosphere dependent. Why did Jesus lead him out of that town before he ministered to him? If you read later, Bethsaida is one of those cities Jesus cursed because of their unbelief. That's to tell you the town is notorious for unbelief. Unbelief is in the air. It's in the atmosphere. Jesus needed to relocate him, move him out of that atmosphere to help his faith. And even with that, there was still unbelief small to some measure inside him. Because after Jesus laid hands on him, he said, can you see anything? He said, I can see men like trees. The manifestation of healing is in degrees depending on your level of faith. There was still some unbelief inside him. Remember, he had lived in that city all his life. Are you seeing this? He said, I can see men like trees. In other words, the healing from that blindness was not manifested immediately. It was gradually. However, there are telltale signs that healing have started. Let me tell you something. The fastest way to fast track your miracle, once you start seeing small, small sign that God has started healing you, start rejoicing. Start testifying. Start thanking God. You came with 10 symptoms. You notice 1 out of 10 has disappeared. Start appreciating God because the healing process, the healing is in progress. I said the healing process is in progress. Jesus laid and he said, I see men like trees. Jesus had to lay hands the second time. So it's not an offense if we pray for people more than once. Let me tell you something. If you've been coming for miracle service and you have been prayed for before, I've laid hands on you, and it looks as if nothing happened, no problem. When I call, come again. There is no crime. There are many factors that could have been responsible why the thing did not happen. But it doesn't matter. You can try again and again and again until you get it. Jesus laid hands a second time, and then there was perfection of the miracle. He said, now I see clearly. Am I communicating? Then there was one, is it nobleman's son, that was at the point of death. The man came to beg Jesus, please come and minister to my son. He's at the point of death. Jesus said, go your way, your son liveth. I like the way Jesus ministered to him. You see, healing, the healing power of God can be released by words. It can be released by laying on of hands. It can be released by being in the atmosphere of God's manifest presence. Jesus said, go your way. He said, please come. My son is at the point of death. He said, go your way, your son liveth. And the Bible says, he departed, believing those words Jesus spoke. There is no faith without believing words. Believe the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophet, so shall ye prosper. You must have faith in God. Believe his word. You must have faith in the in his anointed servant that he's going to use to minister to you. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. Am I communicating? Faith is proved by your action. The proof that you believe is that you will act on what you were told. He said, go your way. And the Bible said the man went. And when he finally got home, the son was perfectly made whole. Then he asked the servant, at what point did he start to amend? And they told him the time that the son started to recover from that sickness. And when he checked, he noticed it was the same time Jesus spoke. Go your way, your son is made whole. Listen, there is no distance in the realm of the spirit. When Jesus spoke those words traveled. And in the realm of the spirit, his healing happened. The son started to recover. There were signs that this sickness, God has started healing him. It may be that the fever left or the headache left. The healing of that nobleman's son was not instant. That's the point I want you to note. It was gradual. Just like that blind man from Bethsaida. It was gradual. So whatever it is your own, whether the miracle happened instantly or gradually, you started seeing signs. Maybe the pain reduced. It has not totally gone, but it has reduced. It's a sign to show you that your healing is in progress. Don't allow doubt and unbelief to stop the process. Don't abort the process by your unbelief. Am I communicating? It doesn't matter how you are feeling. It doesn't matter what your eyes are telling you. The manifestation of healing is not always instant. In this service, there are those God, they will see their own healing happening instanta. Then there are those that their own will happen gradually. But in both cases, healing always comes whenever there is a marriage between faith and the anointing. Am I communicating? This is very important. There was a lady that was she has passed her EDD, and the doctors were wondering the point she's supposed to deliver. The doctors were worried, and then they now said they want to induce her, and if she still cannot deliver, they are going to do CS for her. And then she called me and reached out to me. I prayed for her, and then I said a simple prayer. I said, receive supernatural help in this delivery. Supernatural help. Let the angels of God help you. Let the Holy Ghost help you. I told her, fear not. Nobody will do any surgery. You will deliver normally. And then she said she was in labor, and then the dilation was not progressing the way it's supposed to. She was still at 6 cm. Cervical dilatation was 6 cm. And the people were a bit worried. And she then said, she then remembered that prophetic word when I prayed for her, supernatural help. She said when she looked
right in the labor ward, she looked by the side. She saw something written, help. She saw that word, help. And then suddenly, she started feeling like pooing. They told her, don't push, you are still 6 cm, you are not fully dilated. Before you know, she said, I feel like pooing. They said, okay, let's get something to poo. And look at it, the baby's head was down. Before you know, she had delivered. Supernatural help. Why? Because she had faith in the word of the prophet. You must... You see, when we say faith, the faith must be in two places. In God, one. In His anointed that is using to minister to you too. If you don't believe any of them, you won't get your miracle. Mark 9:23, all things are possible for him that what? Believeth. Very important. If you cannot believe my words, then the God that is supposed to use me to bless you cannot help you. It's as simple as that. If you don't have faith in the prophetic priest God have anointed and sent to help you, if you don't have faith in their words, how else can God help you? Maybe you will have to look for somebody else. It's true. 2 Chronicles 20:20, what does it say? Talk to me. Believe the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe also his prophet, so shall you prosper. You know, some years back I was so worried. I said, God, why is it that I pray for some people and great things happen? They return with mighty testimonies, miracles, all manner of supernatural intervention. Then I pray for some other people, nothing happens. And then God told me, if they don't honor and believe the grace and the anointing on your life, it will not work for them. So the ones with testimonies, the ones that miracles happen when you pray and they return with glorious testimony, they really honor you. They honor the grace on your life and they have faith in it. They have faith on the anointing on your life. They believe your word. When you speak, their hearts are open. They receive. But the other category, they don't function in faith in your words. They don't truly honor what you carry. So that's why it's not working for them. Are you seeing this? This is very important. Then the last atmosphere is what we started with. Actually, the atmosphere of praise and worship. The atmosphere of what? Praise and worship. John 4:23, he said, the hour cometh and now is when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. I forgot to add, atmosphere of love, joy, peace and unity too is very important, okay, for God to manifest his presence. Love, the spirit of God cannot move in an atmosphere where there is no love. Any atmosphere that is full of bitterness, anger, unforgiveness, the presence of God will not be manifested there. Any atmosphere that is bankrupt of joy and peace, the presence of God, the power of the Spirit will not be manifested there. You must have the atmosphere of love, atmosphere of joy, atmosphere of what? Peace. In some home, there is no love, no joy, no peace. So the manifest presence of God is not in that home. Atmosphere of unity. God does not move in division. God does not move in the midst of disunity. The manifest presence cannot be seen in disunity, atmosphere of disharmony. It has to be unity. Glory to God. Then the last one I mentioned, praise and worship. Psalm 22:3. God inhabits the praises of his people. Praise is God's natural habitat. You see, that's where he dwells. It's his natural habitat. If you read Revelation chapter 4, you will see how in heaven, the 24 elders, Revelation chapter 4 and chapter 5, you will see the 24 elders. They will cast their crown and then they will worship God 24/7 throughout all eternity. That's what they are doing. And also the cherubims, and also the seraphims, and also the multitude of angels around the throne. What is their job description? Talk to me. Worship 24/7. That's the atmosphere God lives in. And it's not any wonder when you see the presence of God manifested, when we worship Him in spirit and in truth, not just any kind of worship. You know, some people are worshiping with their mouth, but their heart is not there. Their spirit is disconnected. No, we are talking of worshiping the Father in spirit. What does it mean to worship in the spirit? That means you are worshiping from your recreated human spirit. Worship must originate from your spirit, not your mind. Your spirit, not your emotion. The beginning point of your worship is your spirit, your heart. Your emotion and mind and body can follow suit the moment your spirit has started worshiping God. So when you are kneeling down in the physical, your body is kneeling down, it's because your spirit is kneeling down first. Are you getting the point? But some people, it's their body. The whole thing is just mechanical. They are kneeling down in their body is kneeling down, but their spirit is standing and even complaining and protesting to God for what He has not done. And this is October. You see the problem? In spirit. What does it mean to worship in spirit? It means you worship under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Spirit-led worship. Beyond the songs that you have planned to sing, and you even arrange it. I'll sing this first, followed by this one. Beyond that, just be led. Spirit-led worship. Are you getting me? All you need to do, just be in the spirit. Don't be carnal. Don't be carnal. There is a place for skill. Skill is very important. Please get the training. Do the voice training. Get all the skill. But skill is not enough. You need the anointing. And the anointing is a byproduct of God's manifest presence. The problem with a lot of worship leaders, a lot of singers, a lot of Christian gospel artists is that a lot of them are not spiritually minded. Some have the skill, but no prayer life. Prayer, they will never want to pray. Fast for where? So their song is only skill you will enjoy when they minister. Fine voice, which is good. Skill has its place. But the other part is missing. Skill cannot transform people's life. David played harp, and evil spirit was casted out of Saul. Left Saul. Is it just skill alone that brought out that demon of depression that was afflicting and tormenting King Saul? It's the anointing. Remember, before then, something came on him. God sent Prophet Samuel to anoint him in the midst of his brethren. By the time you combine skill and the anointing and good character, there is no telling your rise. In AGMI, we are raising worshippers. People that are skillful, excellent, and then they are very spiritual, anointed, and of good character. Are you getting my point? This is very important. A lot of worshippers, a lot of singers, a lot of gospel artists, they don't have a prayer life. They're jumping here and there, ministration. They don't have a prayer. No wonder their ministration is dry. People will clap, oh, sweet voice, but no impact. You need more than sweet voice to impact people. I was in a meeting, me and my wife. I won't say where, and I won't say who. I was in a meeting, and then I heard a gospel minister, I won't tell you where, he ministered, and then I tapped my wife. I said, this guy has skill, but is lacking in the anointing. When I listen to anointed song, I know. When you are anointed, you will know when somebody is ministering in song with the anointing. Are you getting me? I tapped my wife. I said, this guy, if you see him, come see packaging
fine boy, excellence. If you hear the melody, you know, everything sweet, excellence 100%, skill 100%, anointing less than 10%. You must have a prayer life. You must spend time with God. Learn to fast. Are you getting me? This is what makes ministration impactful, is the Spirit of God. What does it mean to worship in truth? It means, number one, worship according to God's word. The lyrical content of the song must be word-based. That's why you must know God's word, though. You must sit with the word of God, meditate on it. David so meditated on the law, the Torah, that he started singing psalms. Started singing psalms. Be full of the Spirit. Be full of the word. Let the word dwell in you richly. This is how to be an effective minister in songs. To worship in truth. Sanctify them by thy word. John 17, 17. Thy word is truth. The word of God is truth. Your songs must be based on the word. You don't struggle to compose song when you are full of the Spirit and full of the word. When the word is dwelling in you richly. Are you getting me? Three very important things about music. Number one is the source of the music. It can come from God or Satan. Any impactful music is coming either from God or Satan. I mean positive or negative impact. Any song that is producing so much influence is coming from God or Satan. Are you getting me? The source. There are some songs, when you hear the song, you know this one is from the underworld. Satan gave this person. Then number two, the sound. There is a sound of the Spirit. There is a sound of the flesh. There is a sound that you know this one is coming from the kingdom of darkness. Have you listened to some songs, some secular musician, all those hip hop? If you hear the sound, you know that this thing is coming from the spirit realm. It's not normal. Just like the Holy Ghost can give you a song with the sound, demons too can give people song with the sound. Even the way they dance it, you see? You know that this is not normal, konoma. You understand? It's not normal. Satan downloaded the song, gave them the dance to go with the song. Then number three, you see? Three things about every music: the source, the sound, then the lyrics, the lyrical content. When you hear the lyrics of some songs, you wonder why people are singing them. You wonder. Some songs have curse words. Some songs have songs that glorify Satan. And painfully, you hear Christians singing such songs. They have even some song, Unleash the Dragon. Unleash the Dragon. Who sang? I've forgotten that. Unleash the Dragon. Who is the dragon in the book of Revelation? Unleash the dragon. And you see people singing it. The song is saying you should unleash the dragon. And Satan is the dragon. And imagine what he will do when he comes into your life. And these people go to church, Christians singing it. Before you sing a song, think about what is the lyrics. What is he saying? The lyrical content must be based on God's word. Very important. I just helped somebody now. So, to worship in truth means worship based on the word of God. Number two, to worship in truth means worship with a heart of sincerity. A honest and a sincere heart. A honest and a sincere heart. Hallelujah. A honest and a sincere heart. 2 Chronicles 5 verse 13. Rise to your feet. Rise to your feet. So these are the atmospheres that provoke the miraculous. Number one, we say atmosphere of spiritual hunger. Number two, atmosphere of prayers. Number three, atmosphere of faith, expectation. Number
4, atmosphere of love, joy, peace, and unity. Then the last one, 5, atmosphere of praise, worship. He said, it came to pass as the trumpeters and singers were as one. Somebody say, united worship. This is very powerful. If you want to see the manifest presence, that statement is powerful. When they were as one, not two, not three. You know, in the physical, please, no movement, please. I don't like people moving around. Mm-mm-mm. Please, stay where you are. Stay where you are. We'll soon be done, okay? Now, sometimes, in the physical, you can hear choir and the people singing the same song, but in the realm of the spirit, it's confused noise. It's confused noise. The person playing the keyboard is not united in the spirit with the rest. The person maybe playing drum is thinking of his girlfriend, is thinking of jollof rice. His heart is not there. He's just doing it mechanically. I'm not talking of our drummer. The person doing backup, she's thinking of that heartbreak. Her boyfriend, I called her 2 days ago, say, you know, do again. You see. Now, she is singing the same song, but in the spirit, they are not one. That's the problem. And I know it when choir is singing and they are not united in the spirit. I can easily pick it. The whole thing will be dry. It will just be mechanical. But if you want to see the glory of God, they must be what? One. United in the spirit, in their heart. Everybody is focusing on God. They are united. This is a kind of worship that brings about the glory of God into manifestation. They made one sound, not two sounds, to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpet and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, for his good, his mercy endureth forever. So both the instrumentalist, the vocalist, the what again? The singer, the backup, the congregation, everybody must be united as one. That the Bible says, then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord. And then verse 14, so that the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord, and what? Filled the house of God. Just lift up your hands. Can you go ahead and worship him? You know, God said we should worship him. We should worship him. We should just praise him. Hebrews 13:15. He said, let us therefore offer unto God the sacrifice of praise. Malakuze fregedia. Go ahead and just worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Adore him. Lido sefreketia. Rondo sovrahadia. Can you go ahead and worship him? Manda sabaliko fratila bora sapaladia. The Lord inhabits the praises of his people. Monte Keboko Sata. He inhabits the praises of his people. His manifest presence, provoked by praise. Provoked by praise. Shakaludre Hedia. In the name of Jesus. In Acts 16:25, the Bible says Paul and Silas at midnight in the Philippian jail, they prayed and got the note of victory and switched their prayer, graduated to praise, and they sang songs and the prisoners heard them. And what happened? What happened? The manifest presence of God was provoked. God came down and entered the prison. Hey, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. The Bible says suddenly, what happened? Immediately. Before then, he said there was suddenly a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaking. And immediately, all the doors were open. Ah, yeah, I hear in my spirit breakthrough praise. You provoke supernatural breakthrough by your praise. Am I communicating? Some of you, as you praise and worship God, now all the doors are opening for you. All doors, financial doors, academic doors, doors in your career, business, all doors of opportunities, doors of favor, doors of promotion, doors of fruitfulness, increase. All doors were open and everyone's band were loose. You cannot be bound anymore. Likito kobolakata. Every chain is breaking. Every rope they used to tie you anywhere or tie anything that belonged to you, he said they will be loosed. All their bands were loose. Praise provokes the manifest presence. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is freedom. Freedom from bondage. Freedom from sickness. Freedom from poverty, lack and scarcity. Freedom from pain, sorrow. Freedom from the spirit of fear. Freedom from being tormented by the spirit of death. Freedom in every area of your life. Financial freedom. Freedom for Nigeria. Today is Independence Day. It's a day of freedom. And as we worship God and praise Him, His manifest presence is provoked. And then you will experience the liberty of the Spirit. Go ahead and worship Him with your own voice. I say, go ahead and worship Him with your own voice. Today is your day of liberty. Today is your day of freedom. Those chains of oppression, chains of captivity, chains of sickness, chains of problems, chains of sinful addiction, they are breaking tonight. Everyone's band is loose tonight. Likoto sebeletia, manda kapora sapata. Every door is opening. He said, behold, I set before you an open door which no man can shut. Liketo sebeletia. Agabrando boko selegida, libranda kapata. The psalmist said, let my prayer be set forth before thee as an incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Kalabako seketia, labora sapalatai, lerose freketekete. In Matthew 7:7, Jesus said, ask and it shall be given, seek and ye shall find, knock and the door shall be opened. Everyone that asketh receiveth, he that seeketh findeth, he that knocketh the door shall be opened. I want you to lift up your voice. What do you want God to do for you in this miracle service? What do you seek? What do you want God to do? I want you to be specific. Now render before God. Voice out your specific expectation. Because His presence is here. Jesus has come to do you good. Voice out your specific expectation. Whether it is a healing miracle you desire, or a financial miracle you desire, or a marital miracle you desire, or a miracle in your business, career, or you desire an impartation, or you desire a particular gift of the Spirit, I want you to voice out your expectation. Or you desire an encounter with the true and living God. Now is your moment. Kabora sapata. Everyone that asketh, receive it. Ask with faith in your heart. Ask in faith. The Bible says all things are possible to him that believeth. Your miracle is possible. Your admission is possible. Your job, miracle job, is possible. That financial breakthrough is possible. That healing for your body is possible. Irrespective of the doctor's diagnosis, healing from HIV is possible. God can change that genotype from SS to AA. God can heal that diabetes. God can heal that blind eye. God can open that deaf ear. God can heal that heart disease. God can give you brand new kidneys. Even if you are having kidney failure, whatever has failed in your
body. We serve a God, a living God, that specializes in healing sick body. Both creative and corrective miracles are possible under this atmosphere. God can give you that miracle land, that landed property. He can give you your own house. From a tenant, he can make you a landlord. All manner of miracles are possible under this atmosphere, including provisional miracles. God can pay your bills. God can move you from scarcity to surplus. God can heal that your sick one that you are believing God for their healing. Cry out to him with hunger in your heart, with spiritual hunger. Be desperate to receive. Say, Father, touch me tonight. Let my case be settled tonight. Turn around my captivity. Every stubborn issue is finding solution tonight. No mountain, mountain of sickness, mountain of difficulty, mountain Ashila Barakatai. Every mountain is melting like wax in this atmosphere of God's presence. Sheleboronde Kebrakatai. Palatoseli Malahadai. Ironde Kefide Sepeleteni. Sheliala Gabarakatai. Branda Koske Tila Kapatai. He satisfied the longing soul. He filled their hearts with good things. Kasula Barakatai. God is wiping away your tears. God is wiping away your sorrow. Lioborosetea. Your days of mourning have come to a final end. Shakabakataya. Your fears will not come to pass. Your fears, stop listening to the voice of your fears. They will not come to pass. For God has not given us a spirit of fear. You will marry well. You will get your own husband. You will have your own children. You will have your own wife. Your marriage will not fail. That runaway husband, the Lord will bring him back. Liko Bagadai. God will restore love and unity and peace in that troubled marriage. God will reunite that separated spouse. Ikoleke Bagadaya. Your miracle children will come. My God will crush the backbone of barrenness. Kalabose telebatai. Libronekepa. That pain is leaving you now. That growth is dematerializing now. That sickness, that doctor's diagnosis is changing now. The Bible says, whose report shall we believe? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Mande kose beletina, rakabatose beletea. Malabaka sabalatai. I see the Lord healing abdominal conditions. If you came here with any abdominal pain, abdominal swelling, abdominal disease, any form of sickness, I'm seeing the hand of the Lord touching people, their abdomen. Oh yes, abdominal conditions are being healed right now. Shagalego brakataya. Regino sekete. If I just mention your case, meet me forward. You came here with an abdominal condition. The power of the Lord is touching you right now. Come forward, come forward. Come and receive the perfection of your healing. Shagabagada. I'm seeing somebody. You are having discharge through your private part, a lady. You are having pelvic inflammatory disease. Even with discharge, God is healing you now. That pelvic inflammatory disease is getting healed now. Come forward, come forward. forward. As I mention your case, come forward. If you came here with any form of ulcer, any form of liver disease, any form of liver disease, any form of ulcer, peptic ulcer disease, now is your moment. God is healing you now. Come forward, come forward. I'm going to lay my hands on you. Shalabaka sotekeba. The Lord is healing hepatitis. The Lord is healing peptic ulcer disease. Lia sote barakata ebrakata. Every form of menstrual disorder is getting healed now. Join them. If you have any form of menstrual disorder, painful menstruation, abdominal ashila kosketila, excruciating pain, heavy menstrual flow, irregular menses, even if your menses ceased, I want you to know the power of God is correcting it, correcting every abnormality in your body. Shalabababos, rondege brekete, eliko barakata. Those of you in front, put your hand wherever the pain is. Put your hand wherever you need a miracle. Because I pray right now, the power of the Lord is going to touch you and heal you completely. That pain is leaving you now. Every form of growth, swelling, tumor is leaving you now. That ulcer is getting healed now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Shalabababababos. I'm seeing the Lord heal high conditions. After I pray for these people, the next people, anybody with any form of high condition, your moment has come. Put your hand here. Whether it is short-sightedness or long-sightedness, or your eyes are itching you, or you are partially blind in one eye, or you are completely blind, every form of eye disease, the power of the Lord is healing you right now. Healing you right now. Kalatose gida kapalatai. Jesus, you are free. In the name of Jesus, I curse the root of every pain. Be free now in Jesus' name. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Labarando sofrakadia. Chains are breaking. Chains are breaking. Chains are breaking. On this Independence Day, today is the day of your liberty. Liberty. Freedom from every form of captivity. I'm seeing chains. Chains on people's leg. Chains on people's waist. Chains on people's neck. Around it. I'm seeing chains breaking. I'm seeing chains breaking. In Isaiah 10:27, he says, it shall come to pass in that day, his burden shall be lifted from off thy shoulder, and the yoke from off their neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed by reason of the anointing. As I pray right now, the anointing will come upon you, and that chain of oppression and captivity will be broken, and you will be set totally free. That yoke of sickness, that yoke of poverty, that yoke of oppression of the enemy, as I pray right now, I'm telling you, so many deliverances will be taking place. Those chains will be broken. Those yokes will be destroyed. In 1-2 minutes, can you talk to the Lord? Begin to proclaim your liberty. Pray furiously. Pray with anger. Let every door be open. Let every chain be destroyed. Let every burden be lifted. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest. Rest from every stress. Likabatose pelenosidia. Erondege brakatai. Shalayayayayayayayaya. Lapakatose pelekido kabrakatai. Elika brakata. Somebody gave you something in your dream and you ate. And since then your problem started. It's an oppression of the enemy. You are being set free right now. The power of the Lord is delivering you right now. There is deliverance, healing taking place right now. Makabakose teleke borakatai. Ilaboro se peletenia. Jalabako se kanda kapatai. Eliforotesa. Now stretch forth your hands in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I stretch my hands over you. Anyone that is under the captivity of the devil, anyone suffering under the yoke of Satan, every chain that they chained you with, every chain in your life, chain in your body, chain in your family, in the name of Jesus, I, by the anointing, I command those chains be broken now. I command those chains be broken now. Let those chains be broken now. Let those burdens be lifted now. Somebody is being delivered from the spirit of depression. I curse that spirit. Spirit of suicide. That yoke is broken. It is broken. Malayaga barakatai. Regetegetegetegede. Akapateke balatai. Take it now. Take it now. Let the power of God come upon them right now. From my front to the back. From the left to the right. Every chain around your life. Chain on your feet. Chain on your waist. I command them be broken now. Elido boraka palatai, mande sule felete, ikranda kaba. I see the yoke of demonic delays is being broken now. Satanic stagnation is being broken now. Whatever has impeded your progress, God is judging it right now. Demons of delays, they are being judged right now. I prophesy unstoppable progress, supernatural progress, unstoppable prosperity. Every chain that has hindered your progress, every chain that has hindered your prosperity, they are broken now. You will run and not be weary. You will walk and not faint. You will mount up with wings as eagles. Mande ke poraka pataya, imbrakati zoropotea, elekedo se peletina, ambrakataya. The speed of Jehovah is coming upon your feet. The speed, the anointing for supernatural speed. God is saying the last 3 months of this year shall be characterized with divine speed and divine acceleration. Divine speed. God is speeding up everything in your life. Everything that has ceased, it is power to walk. In the name of Jesus, as I speak, that anointing is coming upon somebody's feet. They will begin to jump. They will begin to run. It's the anointing for speed. Take it now. Take it now. Shake it, take it, take it, balatai. Rondo palatiza. Ebranda kapatai. No more delays. No more stagnation. Lia ponde sila branda kapatai. The anointing for divine speed and acceleration. I see the oil of favor. The oil of favor. The anointing for favor is bringing beauty into your life. Is granting favor. Supernatural favor. I see it resting upon people's hands. Upon their hands. Can you stretch forth your hands? The oil of favor is coming upon those hands. In the name of Jesus. Take it now. Take it now. Take it now. Kaladege barakatai. The favor to marry and marry well. Financial favor to conquer money. The favor that opens doors. The favor that gives you unusual kindness. Access to the heart and treasures of kings. Receive that favor now. Receive that favor now. To somebody, your hand is burning. Another person, your hand is itching you. Is the anointing for favor? As I speak, you are feeling the anointing on your hands. Let the anointing rest on you mightily. Let it rest on you mightily. Let it rest on you mightily. The favor of God is wiping your tears. Is wiping your tears. Favor is speaking for you in this season. I say favor is speaking for you in this season. Ola baka so breketia. No more mourning. Shalada bagados. I'm seeing something like a hand coming upon somebody. The hand of the Lord is resting upon somebody now. And the Lord said he's lifting you to a new level. He's lifting you. He's lifting you to a new level. Shagade gebalakata. Mande ke brendo boko segida. Ragabadea. Bring them. He's lifting power. You are changing levels. Supernatural shift. Take it, take it, take it. Kalabande geba. Labrande. The Lord said, come up, Hita. Come up, Hita. Come up, Hita. Rise to a new dimension. Orasa balengrondo sefrehedea. Mando boko sobrahatai. The hand of the Lord is upon that lady. Lia bora sapataya. Likotoko breketeya. Liboronde ke breketeya. In the name of Jesus, let the hand of the Lord come upon you. Take, take. It's a new season. Receive fire. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. I see impartation of fire. Liga barakatai. Eya la bagadia. Prayer fire. Intercession fire. Layaga badai. Prophetic fire. Liga teketea. Let it rest upon. I'm seeing like seven people. Seven people. Seven people. Impartation of fire is resting upon you from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Take it now. Take it now. Angels of fire are releasing fire on people. It's upon your head. It's upon your back. It's upon your hands. On your leg. Take the fire now. Take the fire now. Somebody's prayer life is being restored. For your prayer fire is being restored. Shagabalakataya. Likoto brakatai. The prophetic fire is resting upon your head. Is resting upon your head. God is anointing your eyes. Anointing your ears. Liboronde kebahaya. I see the prophetic anointing opening people's eyes. Put your hands on your eyes. Liabora sapatai. Lekrende geba. There are impartations of the prophetic mantle of fire. The realms of visions and revelation. In the name of Jesus. Take it now. Impartations of the prophetic fire. Leketeketeketeketeya. A heavier dose of the prophetic mantle is resting upon you now. Shaladadadadadabaladai. Silence. Kilodoboko sekete. Somebody's eyes is opening now. Somebody's ears is opening now. Malagudege barakataya. A heavier dose of the prophetic anointing is resting upon you now. Take it, take it, take it, take it. Shalada balagadogo breketeya. You used to see visions before, but suddenly it looked as if the thing is gone. Father, in the name of Jesus, let there be a restoration. Restoration. I open you up to the realm of visionary encounters.
You will dream and forget. You easily forget your dream. It's a demonic attack. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the prophetic mantle rest on you now. Prophetic fire is burning here. Prophetic fire is burning here. I'm seeing something like a wave. A wave, a wave, a wave, a wave, a wave is blowing. There is blowing like a rushing mighty wind. The prophetic wind is blowing. The prophetic breath. Kalabado silabarakata. Help them. The Spirit of God is embracing somebody. Somebody is being embraced by the Holy Ghost. He's been embraced. Shatatatata. And as the Holy Ghost embraces you, all your worries are over. All your problems are gone. All your pain, all your sickness. Receive the embrace of the Spirit. Ishalamando sovrahadia. Ikelebuko setelebelede. Holy Ghost is embracing people. Shatatatatatai. Shegedegebrakadai. They are distributions of the Holy Ghost. They are impartations of the Spirit going on right now. Leboro sebreketeya. Power gifts are being distributed. The Spirit of power. The Spirit of power. I see the Spirit of power. The power gift resting upon three people. I'm seeing three people. The Lord said you will begin to walk in my power. Like never before. Like never before. You will see miracles. You are Sheila Gabada. The gift of workings of miracles. The gift of healings. The gift of Sheila Kida of faith. In the name of Jesus, let that grace rest on them now. Let it rest upon. As I talk, the anointing is on your hands. You are feeling it. You are feeling that power. Magabagadagabagada. The Spirit of power. Let it rest on you now. Even the mantle to raise the dead is released now. Help me with those people. Bring them forward. Shaka boro kotoya. Fire is burning in this place. Rondo boko so preketekete. Ligada gabrakatai. The Spirit of power. Shagada gabrakatai. Regido sepretila. Bring your hands. Legedos. Take. Shalabato setalatia. Take. Name of Jesus. Take the fire. The name of Jesus. Take the fire. In the name of Jesus. Take the fire. The breath of the Spirit. The breath of the prophetic. Receive. Kaladabagada gabrakatai. Shalabagade gibreketeya. Take the fire, palata sata. Take the fire, shule teke teke teya. In the name of Jesus, take the fire, parakatu setila pranda kapata. Take the fire. In the name of Jesus, take the fire. Honde redo sefeletea. Shalabarando sovrahadi. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Mando kojele breketia. In the name of Jesus, let that anointing rest upon you now. Take the fire. Name of Jesus, the Spirit of power. Katakataka palatai. Hepa. Mandele ferosetila brande kepo. Kelido shalabadai. Mandoboro sofrataya. Shalabados. Just lift up your hands. The presence of God is mighty in this place. It's mighty. I see contracts being released. You are believing God for a contract. Take it now. Every force and power that is delaying that contract from being approved, I command it to be broken now. I command a release. Receive your miracle contract now. You are believing God for a car. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you. Receive your miracle cars now. Receive your miracle houses now. Receive your miracle jobs now. Receive your miracle admissions now. Receive your miracle marriages now. In the name of Jesus. That money has come. The Lord said I should talk to somebody. That money that you have been believing God for, it just arrived now. In the name of Jesus, wherever your money has been tied, I command it, let it be released now. I decree a forceful release. Anywhere your financial miracle, your finances, your breakthrough has been tied, let it be released into your hands now. In the name of Jesus. I saw car keys being given to somebody. And the Lord said, before this year is over, your miracle car is in your hands. Mandeke borosa brahataya. Lift up your phones. Lift up your phones. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over every spirit of bad news. Every spirit responsible for programming tragedies and calamities. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, your phone and you and your family, you will be far from bad news. Bad news, you will not come near you. In the name of Jesus, in righteousness you are established. You are far from oppression. You are far from terror. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I say thank you, Father. These phones that are lifted, I prophesy the reign of good news. I prophesy the reign of good news. Good news calls messages. Good news text messages. Good news chats. In the name of Jesus. I prophesy, receive miracle alerts. Receive miracle alerts. Receive financial miracles. I release 24-hour miracles. Within 24 hours, receive a major miracle, a major financial breakthrough, a major money is coming your way. In the name of Jesus. There are many of you that tonight you are going to have unusual encounters of the God kind. You are going to have divine encounters with the Holy Spirit, divine encounters with the angels of God, divine encounters that will open your eyes to God's will, God's plan, God's purposes. Let that grace for divine encounters and divine visitation, let it rest upon you now. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead and appreciate God. Go ahead. All that you just received, can you go ahead and bless him? Go ahead and bless him. Go ahead and bless him. Are you blessing the name of the Lord? Are you blessing those of you who were sick and were ministered to? Begin to check yourself, because we are going to take your testimony. Don't live without testifying. The number one step to retaining your miracle is testifying. When you testify, you release the power to retain the miracle. Satan cannot steal such kind of miracles. Just begin to check yourself. Can you bless the name of the Lord? Look at what the Lord just did. Thank him for the gift of his manifest presence. He has always showed up in all our meetings. Go ahead and bless him. Thank him for the gift of his presence. Thank him. Go ahead and bless him. Are you just silent? You cannot be silent in such kind of atmosphere. Go ahead and bless the name of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. All eyes closed, all heads bow. I don't want movement. I say all eyes closed, all heads bow. The presence of God is in this place. And God is touching lives and transforming destiny. If you know you are in this place and you want to make your ways right with God, you know that if the rapture should take place now, you are not sure of going. Your relationship with God is nothing to write home about. I want you to lift your right hand wherever you are. Or perhaps you gave your life to Christ before and then you went back to the world and you want to be restored. Lift up your right hand wherever you are. I want to pray for you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Lift up. Any voice telling you not to lift up your hand is the voice of the devil. God bless you. Disobey that voice telling you not to lift up your hand and obey the one telling you. Ushers, please help me direct them. You are lifting up your right hand. Come and meet me forward. Let me lead you to Jesus. Come and be restored to fellowship with your Father. There is joy in heaven over the salvation of any soul. Can you go ahead and just bless the name of the Lord? Bless his name. Bless his name. Including those following online. God bless you. Thank you, my brother. God bless you. Now, I want you to say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins, and on the third day you were raised for my justification. I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Can you rejoice, celebrate?
We believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Lucas Sagnon King or to partner with us, please visit www.avalancheofglory.org. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 080-6530-2610 or 070-3699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you.